The ideal of federalism is at the center of the debate about Iraq's future. In the ongoing negotiations on a new constitution, Iraq's Kurds are insisting on a federal structure that would leave them largely in control of a significant and oil-rich chunk of territory in the northern part of the country. The Kurds are not the only ones interested in a federal Iraq. Shiite Muslim leaders in the southern river port of Basra share that objective, and for many of the same reasons. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Basra used to be called the Venice of the East. The vestiges of that former glory remain. Canals run through the city like veins. But instead of water, they carry green sewage. Boys jump into them to cool off in the afternoon heat, garbage bobbing around them. The streets of the city look no better. Goats on the main roads munch on thigh-high piles of refuse, some of it just outside the main government buildings. Basra is still a city in decline. It suffered through three wars and decades of neglect under Saddam Hussein. But more than 2 years after the former dictator was overthrown, people here say little has changed. The headquarters of the Southern Oil Company in Basra is a busy place. This is the agency that oversees the extraction of oil in the south of Iraq. Most of Iraq's oil exports come from the south now because the northern oil installations have been damaged repeatedly in insurgent attacks. But oil company officials here say the south receives no oil revenue, and that's why many here are demanding more autonomy for the region. Last month, southern oil company workers went on a one-day strike called by the governor in support of federalism. Samir Jassim Khader is the spokesman for the Southern Oil Company.
Our city is a lake of garbage on top of a sea of oil. We demand that part of oil revenues be handed over to Basra to be able to use it for the city. We see areas to the north and west, and money has been allocated to them, but there has been nothing for us. Why all the discrimination? Why?
Basra's governor, Mohammed Al-Waili, is demanding that 17% of the oil revenue go into the provincial coffers. He says he's ready to have the province of Basra stand alone as an autonomous region.
The city of Basra has great natural resources. Money should be allocated to the province. The environment is polluted because of the oil. The land became a desert because of the oil. So, by law, we have the right to take part of the oil. I demand more authority for a decentralized administration.
Some Kurds in the north are demanding even further concessions, insisting they be allowed to keep over 60% of whatever money their natural resources earn. But the central and western regions of the country, where most Sunni Muslims live, have little to gain from that, and they're opposing it. Those supporting federalism in Basra readily admit they've been inspired by the Kurds. Nuri Salem is one of the leaders of the push for federalism in the south. He proposes a union of three provinces, Basra, Nasiriyah, and Amara.
That is why we thought of establishing a federalist region in Basra on the basis of the Kurdistan model. We want to have a local government in which all ministries except the key ministries would be represented. We would have one flag and one currency and one national anthem to emphasize that we are a united country.
Salem and other advocates of federalism are careful to stress that they don't want to undermine the authority of the central government. But critics warn federalism could ultimately lead to the breakup of Iraq. And there are other concerns.
It will be just like a colony for Iran.
Dr. Juliana Youssef is a Christian newspaper editor and a women's rights activist. She says she's worried that some of the local Islamist parties that are rumored to be backed by Iran will gain even more power under a federalist structure.
If it's like that, then we'll have one South territory, and it would be Islamic Shi'i, and it won't be that progressive. I think that's why federalism, at this critical time, it will not help the country.
Youssef says that Iraq is not ready yet for autonomous regions, and a decision on federalism should be delayed until the country is stable. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.